Blog Talk Radio.
To the Heart of Love radio show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves, that you are doing well wherever you are. Things are going well here, and you know, my family, we're still healing right now. We're still healing from the death of my cousin, and it's good to be here, there's just so much that's going through my mind right now. And I just wanted to say I appreciate your love, your prayers, and your support. The number here is 646-595-4311. The number here is 646-595-4311. And right now, I'm going to get to some music in a minute. But I just want to encourage you right now that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, that God will take care of you. So I just want to encourage you today that no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what things you're facing, I just want to encourage you to know that today is a great day. No matter what. Today is a great day. This is Philip Carter and SOB. Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was a great day, Philip Carter and SOV. When you think about all that God has done in your life and all that he said that he would do in your life, you know, you can say this is a great day because we serve a God who is able to keep us, who is able to make ways and doors of opportunity open for us. So I just want to encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, no matter what things you are experiencing, no matter what things you are experiencing, I want to encourage you today that God is able to make all grace abound to you. You know, I've been dealing with grief and things like that this past week. And in dealing with grief and in dealing with the certain things that I've been dealing with my cousin's death, there's something that I'm encouraged about. I'm encouraged that one day I'm going to see my cousin again. One day I'm going to see him on the other side. And that's my prayer. And so right now, my hope and the joy that I have is that one day I will actually see my cousin again. And I know it's a great day. I know that God is able to make all grace abound in my life. And there's someone who's a good friend of mine I spoke with, and I spoke with him the other day on Facebook. And that's a good friend of mine, none other than, I'm going to tell you in 1 second, you know, because I'm thinking about him right now. So right now, as I'm thinking about him, you know, it's just been going through my mind. But I'll tell you that. I'll tell you the name in a minute. But one of the things that really, 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 really made me think, I have really had to think about my life. I really had to think about how am I going to view what I'm going through right now? How am I going to deal with my cousin not being here? And I want to tell you that a friend of mine, he suggested, he said, "Greg, you know, you've got to do your radio show." He was like, "You've got to do it, you know." So hopefully something I say to you today will touch you and will bless your life. And that was a good friend of mine, Robert Wesley Branch, who is a very, very good friend of mine, mentor slash big brother extraordinaire. And one of the things he told me was this. He was like, "Share your pain with the audience." So I'm sharing my pain. I'm sharing about grief and all these different things. But no matter what you're going through, I want you to know that God has given us grace. God has given us grace to go through any situation, to deal with anything that comes our way. God has given us the grace to stand, and we can stand on his word. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And if you look into Psalm chapter 23, when we talk about the Lord is my shepherd, God has given us grace, and God will be that shepherd to us. He will give us, he will be our shepherd. He will lead us, and the Holy Spirit will minister to our souls and our spirits. So, no matter what you're going through, I want you to think about this. God has given us a grace, and it's so amazing.
Was blind. that taught my heart to fear and grace my fears relieve. How precious is that grace.
Feel your pain. Oh, yeah. Knows anybody
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was a tribute by Kirk Franklin, and that was for the devastation that happened. And I'm going to say, I know you guys are something I should know, but I'll get back to you on that one. But this, you know, I guess it's just, it seems like there's just so many songs that are being written. And I guess in response to a whole bunch of different tragedies that are taking place in the world. And that was Kirk Franklin and some of the greats that are recognized and the greats in gospel music. And so that was a tribute to them. And I hope you guys like that. Is there anybody listening? Is there anyone who's out there listening? Like I said, I've been dealing with a lot this past week, and I almost canceled today's show. But I definitely wanted to come online. I definitely wanted to say some words to you guys, words I hope that will encourage you. Is there anybody listening? And the reason why I'm thinking about that is because, you know, are we listening? Are we really listening to the things that our friends and our families are going through? If someone is saying that they're hurting, pay attention to their hurts. Be sensitive to their hurts. Don't tell them how they should feel, but recognize their hurt. Recognize what they're feeling. Recognize what they're going through. Recognize what people are going through around you. You know, I'm going to play this next song. This song is by Vincent Walker. This is He Lives. And I want you to think about these words. That I want you to think about how you react to people and how you treat people, and not to forget that He lives, and because He lives, like that hymn says, we can face tomorrow.
Thank you.
back and relax. You're listening to
The Heart of Love Radio Show. The Heart of Love Radio Show.
Hey, this is G Wright, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in to my show. Join me next Thursday. Next Thursday, first, the show will be coming back on next Tuesday from 9 to 10. But please join me next Thursday from 6 to 7. I'm going to have pastors, the Johnsons. I'm going to have the Johnsons from the Sacramento, I think Elk Ridge, California area. So make sure you guys tune in next week for that. Right now, I'm going to take you back old school. You know, I was talking about just sharing a little bit about my grief and everything I've gone through this past week. You know, I've had a birthday. I've had a death of one of my cousins with whom I've grown up with. And we're the same age. And you guys, I just think that could have been me. Well, I think I was just supposed to, we're supposed to go out and celebrate our birthdays together. So we were looking forward to that, turning 40 and having him here, and then for him to pass before it actually happened. It was very, very devastating. Very, very devastating. So with that, I just wanted to say that I just want to encourage you today. I want to encourage someone who's out there to just know that God is good. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, God knows best. And when it's your time, it's your time. You know, I just want to tell you that when it's your time, it's your time. But as Canton Jones says, I won't stop. And sometimes you have to remind yourself in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your situation, that I will not stop doing what I've been called to do.
Yeah. Take my song off the radio, and if I gotta push records in the snow, 'cause this music is more than a train, more than houses, cars, and wonderful things. I do this music for the rest of my life. I put that on my baby girl and my wife. Turn my car. I won't stop. Woo. I won't stop.
guess you ain't heard yet, huh? Keep listening, cause you're about to. Check it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. About you.
You
see, I wrote it just to share a little news. You've been heavy on my mind. I didn't know what to do to get through.
Get through to you.
There is no easy way around it, but I had to let you know your mind was clouded. So please hear me when I say that I got news for you today.
I'm sorry, guys. I thought I was talking to you guys. But I just wanted to share with you what I wrote on my Facebook page. You know, because life is not promised to anyone. And I said this, repeat after me. I won't stop. And push through your situation. Work through your emotions. Wipe the tears from your eyes. And keep doing the work the Lord has called you to do. Realize your importance and God's purpose for your life. We are here for a time such as this. Love, always. I want to tell you that no matter what you're going through, no matter what your situation says, sometimes we're going to have to go through things. Life is not easy. And sometimes God requires things of us, even as we go through our situations that we deal with. And I just want to tell you, sometimes God's going to require you to still step up, even in the midst of your situation, even in the midst of your storm, even in the midst of of you not having anything. God will sometimes require for you to stand up, and he might require for you to make some sacrifices, and he might require for you to say, Lord, I'll go. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. But more importantly, I'll go. That's my cousin Eureka A. Wright. I'll go. So continue to make sure you say a prayer for my family. We're still working through our emotions. We're still dealing with the loss of our cousin, brother, son, nephew, friend, Billy. We called him Billy, but his name is William Wright. So we're still on this side, still hurt and still crushed and still working through our emotions. So just continue to pray for us. But I want to remind you that, you know, life is not easy. And sometimes we're going to have to go through. Sometimes we're going to have to go through situations. And God will still sometimes require things of us that we say, Lord, I can't do that right now. Lord, you're asking something of me that I cannot do right now. I cannot produce this work that you're asking me to produce right now in my life because I'm going through and I'm dealing with this pain I'm dealing with. I have this bill due. I have that bill due. But I want to encourage you today that God is able to make all grace abound in your life. Keep your focus on God and stay focused. This next song I'm going to play for you is a song I wrote for him in dedication to him. It's entitled Fly. Yes, it's copyrighted. And I wrote this, and I hope you guys like the words. Sometimes you say, you know, I'll go. And sometimes when you're dealing with hurt and you're working through hurt, you have to realize that sometimes it might be better for the person on the other side. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with God. And can you imagine what it is to be like to be with the one who created you? Can you imagine? I miss you, Billy.
So Love you.
Hope you guys loved that. I hope you guys loved that. That was Sonny Hawkins. And I hope you guys are enjoying everything so far. No matter what you're going through, God is able. He is so able. He's so able to keep us. He's so able to help us through our situations. I hope that song touched your heart. What I want to leave you today is a song that I really, really love. That song was entitled Love Me Too by Sonny Hawkins. This next song I'm going to play for you, it's a worship song, and I hope that it touches your heart. It touches your soul. It's by one of my favorite singers of all times, and that's CeCe Winans. And as I get to this actual song, I hope you guys will make sure that you come through next Tuesday from 9 to 10. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. And no matter what you're going through, know that God is willing and He's able. And He wants to take care of you. He wants to love on you. Allow God to love you through your situation, through what you're going through, through the situation that you're going through. I just pray that God will touch you. I pray that you allow God to touch you. I pray that you allow God to touch your hearts. I pray that you allow God to touch your minds and your souls. And I pray that today that you will not forget who God is, and just know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what things you're working through, don't give up. I won't stop. Repeat after me, I won't stop. This is something I'm telling myself, so I'm sharing with you what the Lord is sharing with me, for me. I'm getting this first, guys. I'm sharing it with you, and I'm hoping that you guys won't give up as well. In your fight, in your faith, and what you're going through, that you won't give up. Let me tell you, so much is going on right now, and you guys, so much, and I hope that you won't lose faith. I hope that you won't give up. But I want you to know that God will keep you. And God will keep you when you feel like you can't not be kept. God will keep you when you feel as if all is lost. You know, the number here, I want you to keep this number on for you. Put it in your cell phone. Put it right down on a book. And make sure you call in next week, 646-595-4311. And when I'm going to play a song. I'm not going to play the actual one I wanted to play. But this one is Colorful World. This is CeCe Winans. God bless you.
Yeah. Jesus.